Hello, my friend, and welcome to another episode of TFU News and Views. I am your host, Anthony Brucalli, and today we are going to recap a little bit of Free Comic Book Day. This past Saturday, the annual event that gets everyone, I hope, into the comic stores to at least pick up some free books and get interested in something new. Now, for me, Free Comic Book Day is a lot easier to get to than for other people. Now, I don't buy physical books anymore. I tend to do all of my comic book reading on my iPad. And by way of this show and my website and the other shows we do here, I do have a little bit of access to review copies to the two universes I really do enjoy, and that would be IDW's Hasbroverse and Valiant Comics superhero comic books. And so I don't get to the comic store that much, but I am fortunate enough to have at least two and probably a few more within about a 20-minute drive, and one is probably less than 10 minutes away. So the Free Comic Book Day thing does get me into the store, which is nice. I would be nicer if there was a bit more of a standardization between comic book stores with Free Comic Book Day as to what they're carrying and what is available to you. And I've heard stories that vary widely from store to store about what you can do to get free comics, and you're really supposed to be free. And I've heard about stores that sell them for a quarter each. I've heard about stores that only give them away with purchase. Fortunately, my stores limited the amount of books you could take. So, you know, that's fine, though I did have to go to both stores in order to hunt down Valiant Comics Shadow Man Zero. Both of my stores had a 3-book limit, which I'm fine with. One store gave me a pile of other books they just wanted to get rid of along with the 3-book limit, but they had a very limited selection of comics from the Free Comic Book Day selection. And my other store had pretty much everything, and they had a 3-book limit. And fortunately, they didn't run any really good sales in that store, so I would have bought from them if they had had a better discount. And conversely, the first store I went to had great discount sales and didn't have anything I wanted, so I left both stores empty-handed, which kind of made me feel bad in one sense, but really, what are you going to do? I mean, I'm not going to spend money that I don't need to spend. So on to Unicron Zero. Now, this book, written by John Barber, art by Alex Milne, and let's see, I'm going to open it here, and colors by Sebastian Chang, letters by Tom B. Long, editor is David Marriott, and publisher is Greg Goldstein. And overall, this book, for a Free Comic Book Day book, is really good and really does lay a lot of groundwork for what's coming for the end of the Transformers IDW series. Now, I'm about to get into some spoiler territory here, so I want to give you a chance to punch out. If you don't want to be part of this show, if you haven't read the book, if you don't plan on reading the book for a while, whatever the case, it's cool. Hit pause, save this in your playlist, come back to it when you're ready. This recording will be here. I don't want to screw this up for you. It's a good book. And don't worry about it. Just check it out later. I'm going to give you a count to three to change your podcast player. One. Two. Two and a half. Ha, gotcha. Three. All right. In that time, you should have been able to stop or change your podcast player and eat an entire Tootsie Pop. Now on to the book. Now the book opens with the destruction, or the beginning of the destruction, of Alonia, which is Rom's home planet. This is really just cool looking. And by the way, shout out to Chris McFeely and his work on the TF Wiki and the folks at TF Wiki, other than Chris, in building the Unicron Zero page, because there is a lot of deep dives, deep cuts in this issue, and I'm not going to get into many of them. It's more of a reaction to the book on my part. And I really do implore you, swing by tfwiki.net. The link's on the front page right now. So if you're listening to this podcast anywhere near when it was when I'm publishing this, you should be okay swinging by TF Wiki. Otherwise, just search Unicron Zero. It'll come up. Or search the title of this issue, which is Our Darkest, which is totally a reference to Transformers the movie, Light Our Darkest Hour, where Unicron originally debuted in 1986. One thing I noticed that's kind of interesting, and I have to go and do a little bit of research for this, is that they started with Alonia, which is, as I said, Rom's home planet. And it made me think, have we seen Lithonne, the first planet from Transformers the movie that gets gobbled up by Unicron? Have we seen Lithonne in the IDW universe? It feels like out of all the places that they've mentioned and colonized and used as alternate planets for Cybertronian life, that should have been one of them. And or maybe, you know, maybe it's too easy. Maybe that's too easy of a call to do because you just know it's going to get eaten by Unicron. But in any case, Alonia begins to get eaten, and this is not a quick process. The Autobots show up with Rom to try to figure something out, and among them, and holy crap, talk about spoilers, Bumblebee is among them. Now, Bumblebee is still dead in the comics. If you're caught up, if you're up to Optimus Prime 18 right now, he's dead. He's still dead. He is a ghost in Starscream's mind. Now, they've hinted that he's coming back, but he's gone. So it's going to be interesting to see how he comes back. But that totally is spoiled as far as the rest of the continuity goes. The Autobots head down to... the Autobots meet up with the Soulstar Knights. I really don't want to summarize the book. I really just feel like you should read it, but there's some interesting things here. The Soulstar Knights do a pass of the Unicron surface, which is huge and features bits of planets he's already eaten. And we find out one of them is Velocitron. And we find Cliffjumper's corpse and Override's corpse and a generic that looks a lot like Cybertron Hotshot. And I actually had to send Chris McFeely a direct message on Twitter to make sure that wasn't Hotshot, because the IDW universe and its continuity, as someone who has read just about every book, is not that well burned into my head. And it turns out the Hotshot in this continuity is actually the Armada body one. So this one is just a robot that looks like Cybertron Hotshot. So in the process of this book, the Autobots venture to save the Alonians, and Wheeljack and Bumblebee head to the surface. There's a bit of problem with the teleportation machine, and it's interesting to see some of the other characters that hit the surface, including Slug, a.k.a. Slag, the Dinobot, and Strafe, the other Strafe that is also a Dinobot that turns into a two-headed dragon. So neat seeing her in the book, and then, yes, I had to look that one up. Who is that? Why does she look familiar? Sad moment for me in this book is that Wheeljack never makes it off the planet. And as many of you know, he's my favorite character. So seeing him die again in a Unicron story is a little hard to take. But you know what? If we're going to wrap up this universe, at least he went out big. And we find out that Emissary was on the planet, that Alonia is another one of these planets that is has been visited by a Titan and is seated with one of the ores. And so it has importance, just like all the other planets we've found out of that have been eaten already by Unicron. The other thing we find out about Unicron is that the more he eats, the bigger he grows, much like Orson Welles and much like Unicron's entry in the original Transformers Universe series from Marvel Comics. So his bio actually says that he grows with every planet he eats. And so this essentially is the entire book, and we end on Unicron making his way to Eucharis, the Beast Wars planet featuring the Beast Wars characters, and him starting to devour that planet, and at least one of the Prowl Owls getting sucked up into Unicron. And of course this ends with an I hunger. And so beyond that, we get a great letter from David Marriott about the ending of Transformers in the IDW verse. We get a fantastic another piece of writing from John Barber, kind of catching everything up as far as continuity goes. And if you haven't read everything, here's all the important information you need to follow up. And then finally, a roadmap to various Transformers graphic novels and trade paperbacks that tell various parts of this story leading up. And there's about, oh, I'd say about a dozen, two dozen on this page. And so this leads to two very nice ads on the back, one for a Wreckers one-shot and one for the Bumblebee out-of-universe story set to prequel the movie, or at least come out in advance of the film. So these last few pages are important to me as a fan, as someone who does really like the IDW Comics universe, and as someone who's read basically everything they've done, save for a couple of movie comics. I'm glad to see it wrapping up, and I don't mean that in a mean-spirited way. There's a lot of continuity. There is a lot of Easter eggs in this book, which are fantastic if you remember it all. I don't. As someone who has not read probably any of these books more than once or twice, none of this really sticks with me, but it makes me happy because I'll go back to it at some point and see how it all ties together, especially in the context of the Transformers University podcast, which is allowing me to reread a lot of the Marvel stuff that I never read before from the UK, and reread the Marvel original run, which, granted, I've read probably five or six times in my life. So I look forward to rereading IDW as a complete story, as a completed story. So that's great. On the other hand, as a fan and as someone who wants to see this fandom grow, I'm glad to see it go. And the back of this book tells me exactly why. Because there is just so much involved in keeping track of the comings and goings of characters and the comings and goings of various bits of continuity that is beautiful and as vast as this world that has been planned out. It is very hard to jump in with no knowledge and enjoy it the same way as someone who has a ton of knowledge, and or enjoy it the same way as someone who is reading them month to month, but isn't diving into the minutiae of the books. And that probably me at the end is that last one. And you know what? That speaks to the greatness of the IDW Transformers continuity, because it can appeal to all three of those types of people and somewhere in between all of them as well. And that's what makes it fun. And that's what's going to make it classic over time. But it's nice to see the story have an end and have an end game. So this book just reminds me that, you know what, it's coming to an end. At least it's going out on a high note. And at least it's going out right the way it's been for the last probably 6 or 7 years out of the 12. So overall, if you like IDW Transformers books, you'll probably like this one. And if you're just into a big story, you'll probably like this one as well. This really has the feel of Secret Wars or Infinity War in a way that the actual Hasbroverse crossovers didn't. So if you like those kind of stories, you're probably going to like this as well. So go check it out. It's a good book, and it's making me very excited for what's to come. And though it's bittersweet that it's ending, it's going to be a great ending, and I can feel it already. And this episode of TFU News and Views was actually generated by a comment on our Patreon page. So if you haven't been to our Patreon, it's patreon.com/TFUINFO. On the Patreon, I kind of just tossed it out to my enrolled students in Transformers University to tell me what you want to hear about. And that's what generated this episode. So if you like this episode, if you feel like you want to be a part in helping create the content that is in this podcast and in Transformers University, please sign up at patreon.com/TFUinfo and enroll today. Till next time, I'm your host, Anthony Bricalli, owner, operator, webmaster of TFU.info. See ya.